Welcome to the Professional Plumber Podcast. It's lucky to have you here in studio, and I'm quite excited to chat about your solution that you've got.
Thank you, Willem. Yes. Now, thanks for having me here today.
I think the reason why you and I are here, and the reason why I'm so excited, and the solution that you bring to the table, and to our plumbers, you know, to our industry, is the fact that, you know, when it comes to tradespeople, that includes plumbers, that includes people in construction and all of those, you know, those who work for themselves and those who own companies, all of them face the same challenge. When you chat to them, they will all tell you they all hate one thing and one specific aspect of their business, and that's the administrative part.
That's right.
Because we're talking about tradespeople, skilled tradespeople work with their hands, you know, they are absolutely phenomenal in what they do with their hands. But when it comes to administrative tasks, can frustrate them.
It's a challenge, yeah.
So here you are. And you're bringing a solution. We're talking about Cost, which is the solution, your product's name. You know, it can do quite a few things. It can help the plumbers with quite a few aspects of their business and their business management. And it's excited to hear about it. So I'm going to give the floor over to you. I want to ask you, what is Cost? Tell us a little bit more about Cost. Where did it come from? Where did it originate from? The idea, the concept, why, and how?
Okay. So, Willem, I was in construction for quite some time, many years, over 20 years. And Cost was born about, let's say, 5-6 years back. So, let's say you're on a construction site. Okay, and I'll also explain to you the different aspects that Cost addresses. Okay. So, then let's say you have a plumber. And he submits an estimate to you, a quotation, a tender for that construction project. Now you stand on site and there's an ad hoc request. What do we mean by ad hoc? So he's given you a quotation for so many water points, the sewerage, the stormwater, right? Now you stand on site and there's an ad hoc request, an extra tap that you want to get installed. But you need a quotation, right? So because you need something on record. So now you measure off the distance, you show the plumber the point where you want it. So what happens? He must go back to his office. He measures up. Some of them don't have diaries. Most of the guys, I mean, it's an admin thing. You know, the guys are excellent with their hands, but the admin thing is not there.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
Yeah. So then he has to first go back to his office and then populate or create the quotation and send it to you.
Yeah, or just the initial one that he sent, you know, just to put that add-on into it, that additional request.
And that's also a variance order, right?
Yes.
And that's another aspect. I mean, how do you, you know, most of the guys battle to coordinate logistically between the normal, the original estimate and the ad hoc request, which is a variance order. So then I realized, but there's a market for this. You need a solution to enable the plumber, the electrician, the tradesman to do a quotation on the fly. But what do you need when you want to do a quotation on the fly? Okay, you've got your labor that you can calculate easily, but you need materials.
Ah.
Right. Now, but also you don't have something on site to immediately submit the quotation to you. Okay.
Right. So it's usually like, okay, I'll go back. It's exactly what you said. I'll go back to the office. Then I'll go make a few telephone calls to my supplier stores.
That's right.
And I find out what prices are on it, and then only calculate my markup, and then only put that into or adjust the initial quotation or quote, and then only I can send it off.
Exactly
to you.
That. And stock. So now we stand on site. He can do the job for you, but is the stock there?
Yeah.
So he has to go back and in his vehicle, in his van, in his bucky, he needs to do a few phone calls. And because he doesn't have his diary with him, he forgets about that small request. And then 2 days later, you remind him, and then he sends a quote to you. Okay. But you need that tap yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So let me give you another example. Traditionally, if you ask a plumber to come out to site to give you a quotation for a geyser installation, what happens? He knows from history, he needs about 9 or 10 material items to complete yes. that job.
Yeah.
But still, you need a quotation.
Yes.
So you've gone into the old Yellow Pages or Google or whatever. Mm. You look for a plumber, then you phone plumbers to come out to site. He comes out, he assesses the work to be done, then he goes away, creates the quotation and sends it to you.
Mm.
So the turnaround is slower.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
So then I thought, if you could develop a solution to assist that plumber to strike the iron while it's hot on site, you know, populate the quotation, add your labor, add your material items, check on the system if they stock at your branch, then immediately you can submit that quotation. You can create it, add everything and send it off in a WhatsApp and email.
It's a right there and then type of event.
That's it.
Or service that you add to your services. It's not a question of, okay, within a day from now or 2 days from now or later this afternoon. It's right there and then on the fly. Yeah, you said on the fly.
Literally on the fly. And the other thing is, most of these guys do their projects during the day, right?
Mm.
They've got their jobs. Now they get to home tonight. They still have to put the kids in bed.
Yeah.
They have to spend its family time.
Yes.
Most of the guys, if you call 10 plumbers now, electricians, when they get home tonight, 8 out of 10 still do admin.
Yeah.
They do their quotations and they do their invoices. And most of them are behind with the invoices, right?
Yeah.
And it's family time. So you know, no time for the kids. Okay. Yes. Cost enables the plumber or the tradesman to do most of his invoices during the day, and it saves him time.
Mm.
The reports I get from current users on the systems, current subscribers, that they save at least 3 to 4 hours per week. Which is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we all sell hours, right? Mm.
Mm.
So that's where cost comes into play.
And this is how it was born, the idea. So let me get this straight. For clarity, cost, then you use the word system.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about solution, but cost then is a system. Mm-hmm. Could we refer to it as a system or an app? Because is that something that would be found on a PC? Is it something that would be found on a mobile device such as a phone or a tablet? Or is it something that can only be accessed when you log in online, or how does it work?
Okay. So cost is web-based,
mm-hmm.
and we also have an app which you can download from the Play Store or the App Store.
Mm-hmm. Web-based, so in other words, the main engine for cost is online.
It's online.
If you download and install the app, that would be your interface through which you access cost.
That's right.
Okay.
But both are in sync in real time.
Yes.
If you do something on the website, it syncs with the app
mm.
and vice versa.
So typically, just from what we said, is cost can help you with quoting, can help you with invoicing, as you said.
That's right.
Something like it.
That's right.
Let's delve a little bit into the functionalities. What can this system, this app do for specifically for our plumbers? You mentioned the construction industry. Yes, plumbing is part of the construction industry. And I do know that, you know, off air when we spoke about the system, you mentioned that it's for tradespeople and you had it in mind for the smaller contractors.
That's right.
Was that correct?
That's right. That was the idea. Most of the software that you get currently on the market caters for the bigger construct, the larger entities. So I thought and I realized that we need a solution for the smaller contractor.
Mm.
The business owner who has one or two vehicles on the road. Because there's no software that really caters for that.
Yes.
And I mentioned just now that with the cost system, you can immediately, you know, choose or select your material items and also check stock. So we integrated with PlumbLink.
Uh-huh. Right?
So PlumbLink has 140 branches. So what happens typically there is that the user inserts his customer number, his plumbing customer number onto the system, and then he has access to his prices on the system, his specific prices, because of the different pricing policies that plumbing has. Okay. So, and that's updated in real time.
On, if they, on cost, on cost, your app, on your cost. System. So in other words, just for, again, for clarity, I'm finding this very interesting. So you're saying to me that through cost, just as an example, it links to a plumbing supply store, which is PlumbLink, for example.
That's right.
And it can tap into PlumbLink through with that specific plumber's customer number.
That's
because
right.
If that specific plumber is at a specific level and gets specific kind of discounts, that's automatically recognized via cost.
That's it. That's
and
it.
Now you can tap into PlumbLink. What else? Is it something like you can see what stock is available?
So it's real time, right? So yes. The pricing is real time. If they make a change on that pricing policy on head office side, on PlumbLink's head office side, okay, it comes through in real time to the plumber, to his account. The same with the stock. The stock of all 140 branches are updated in our system every 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. If you typically look at a typical plumbing branch, let's say Fairy Glen branch, they get over 100 calls per day from customers who want to confirm prices and stock.
Mm.
And that's the unique selling point of cost. You don't have to phone for pricing anymore. You can check it on the system, and you don't have to phone for stock anymore. You check it on the system.
Sure.
Yes.
This is all through cost. It taps sort of, for a lack of better terms, it sort of connects to or taps into, typically a plumbing store, and it can see 140 stores.
That's right.
It checks the stock availability of 140. So if you work and your quote is in a specific area and you know that this is my supply store in this area, you can go to that through cost. You can go to that store, select it, and then select your items, your products, and your materials that you need for the job.
Absolutely.
It'll show you pricing, stock availability.
Yes.
And then what else does stock do from there? I know that you mentioned something like, you know, obviously then it allows for the plumber to, or does it, I'm asking, does it allow for the plumber to then add up their markup? Should they add a markup? If they decide to add a markup?
Yes.
Within the system, that's all done. So it gives you stock. It says, yes, we've got so many X number of it, quantity of it in stock.
That's right.
And this is the price for you according to your customer number.
Mm.
And then if the plumber wants to add their markup, this cost system allows for it add that.
So he adds his own markup. Obviously, his client does not see that markup. But a big plus point. Plus point is no more thumb sucking.
Mm.
Most of the plumbers, and it's a fact, if they quote you on a geyser installation, their figures are normally rounded off. It's normally 12,500 or 13,000.
Yeah.
With cost, you can now cost it. You can do your estimate up to the cent.
hence the name cost.
That's it. So his client can see that he hasn't thumb sucked. It looks professional.
Yeah, which is cool.
That's right. Up to the cent.
And again, that's while he's standing on site.
That's it.
He arrives on site and now he first has to do an assessment. He says, okay, well, if I'm going to do an installation here of sanitation, sewage pipes or whatever, then I need 12 meters for this piece. I need 6 meters for that. So he's doing his assessment on site. And as he does his assessment, he can feed that into cost and check for availability and pricing.
Yeah,
that's at the same
exactly
time.
That. Think about it, Willem. If you know the client and you're wanting a geyser to be replaced or installed, if you can on the fly while the plumber's at your site, at your house, if he can populate the quotation and he can immediately submit it to you via WhatsApp. You can immediately give the go-ahead. And if you get it on a decent format with the plumber's logo on, with all the items specified, everything is there.
Yes.
I mean, the chances that you're going to approve it is much better. than waiting for the next plumber to send it to you, and it only comes in 2 days.
It's an advantage from you as a service provider. You're the plumber.
Hmm.
It's an advantage that you offer to your customer.
That's convenient
for the customer as well when you can do that.
Hmm.
But there's one question that I've got in mind, Cottle, is that, you know, if you see the stock availability, you know, and it shows you the pricing for, according to your customer number, can you select it? And in other words, then allocate it to you so that it will be kept for you until you go and purchase it? Or I need to understand that part correctly, because now it tells you that they've got 4 of that item in stock, you know, at this branch. But what if you give your customer the quotation and he chews on it? Yes, he can make a call on that moment, on the spur. But he can also tell you, I'll give you an answer tomorrow or Friday.
Yes.
Is that stock then, does costs connection to Plumblink or the supply store, does it then allocate that stock to you
until you can do the job? So how it currently works is when you do a purchase order through the cost system, there's a date created and a date sent.
Mm.
Now what's nice about the system, while you're busy with the quotation, and you've sent it off to your client, right? You can immediately do a check stock, okay, at that moment. So that's just before you do the purchase order. So you can immediately, so let's say the client calls you back and says, okay, you can go on with the work. Then you can say, okay, but I need to check stock. So while you're in that quotation, you share, open the quotation again, you go to check stock, you have your items there with the quantities. You'll see that you can then open a map. It shows you where you are, your location. You can then click on the branch closest to you and check stock at that branch.
Sure.
So you can immediately, you know, report back to your client that the stock is there. Well, if it's 3 months after the time, obviously the prices will differ. But let's say it's within the same day while the material prices are the same, are still at the same price. Then you can do the check stock and you can then from there do the purchase order and the branch can pick it for you. You can go off to the branch, sign the delivery note, and off you go.
Oh, yeah.
So and I'll show you what the purchase is. It's a
very professional. You're welcome to show me.
Yes.
That's why I asked you to bring your laptop with. And what we're going to do is, just for our viewers, is we're going to chuck up on the screen some screenshots, Cottle, of what you're showing me here now. I'd love to see the part where you say that, you know, you can check the stock and the stock availability and the price. And I'd love to see the map where you can choose a branch from.
Yes.
And then we can check that up onto the screen in larger format so that our viewers can also see it.
Great. So let me go to quotes here. I'm just going to enlarge this. I'm going to open a typical quote and I'm going to then go to add module item, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under module item, I select plumbing and Plumblink, for instance.
All right.
Right.
Which is your...
Right. Then the items come up. And what's nice with the system as well is that we have preloaded the top 300 items that get sold the most regularly in South Africa in a given month or a given period.
But that must have taken some extensive research on your part.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So on their system.
On their system, okay.
So you can also view the image of what the item looks
like.
Oh,
that's nice.
So you can see that's the item that I want to purchase. You can see those stars mean that they have been favorited. And you can see that, and we've invested in a decent search function as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put in geezer with a Y instead of EI, and it will pick up geezer.
Mm.
You can put in Quickcot without the W in the middle, and it will find Quickcot.
Yes. So in other words, it'll recognize what you're trying to search for, even if your spelling of the word is incorrect.
That's right. So your spelling really has to be bad. And you also now most of the descriptions consist of about 5 to 6 words, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to put it in exact the same order as the description.
Mm.
You can put in 150 Quickcot or Quickcot 150, and it will pick up Quickcot.
And the search results on your screen will pop out what is available with those in its name, in the product name.
That's right.
Sure.
So let me go to copper tube here, for instance. And I add it. You can see that it adds it to the bottom here, right? Mm-hmm. and let's choose a 150-liter quick hot geyser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say those are the two items that I'm wanting for this cart, for this specific quotation. Good. Let's say the other items I have in stock. Okay, so I don't need to check for them. Can you see it adds it onto, let's call this the dashboard.
Yes. Right?
Then I can go to cost all, and I can then put in my quantities. Let's say I need one of that and one of that. And I insert my markups. And let's say there's a 5% markup on that geyser. And what's nice about the system as well, you can choose which items to display to your client.
Mm.
So unfortunately, it does happen in the market, in the industry, that and if you phone 9 out of 10 plumbers now, they prefer not to show their material items to their clients.
Yes.
Why? Why does it happen? Because unfortunately, then the clients go and they buy the materials themselves and they get somebody from the street to do the job.
Exactly.
And so you can select, can you see the two blocks there? They both are ticked. Okay, that means both these items are going to display
on your quote to the customer.
So let's go to update items.
It's sad actually that customers do that, hey? that they would get the professional in to come and do a quote just so that they can know what must be done and what is needed.
That's
for
right.
it. And then they go and get the cheapest labor off the corner of the street that knows right. nothing about standards, nothing about regulations.
That's right.
Nothing about the health and safety of the installations.
Mm.
And they put the customer under risk. And that's what the customer then choose, because they don't want to pay for the labor of a professional or a professionally qualified
And Willem,
person.
They don't realize it.
Oh,
only so after sad. Only after the water leak, after the tiles happen, then they realize exactly. they've made a mistake.
Yes.
So these are two items that I've added. I can then go to view.
And that's like a preview of your...
That's it. I can view my quotation, and you can see it's a decent
oh, wow.
looking quotation.
Yes.
With the users, the yep. plumber's details, with his logo.
Mm.
This is just for demonstration.
Yes.
And
that's pretty neat.
And the invoice will go to Color Supplies. That's the person responsible yes. for the payment. And then also the job... where it's done. Because
the job description.
You might have one client, but he has 5 different addresses.
Yes.
Properties that he has oh, that you yeah, do work for him. Okay. So then with the quote number, you can see the items. Like I said just now, the client will not see the markup.
Yes.
And then you have your subtotal, your VAT grand total, and the outstanding balance. Sure. Terms and conditions and the bank details.
You know what I like about this, Cottle, is just aesthetically, just appearance-wise, you know, we, the PRB is the professional body for plumbers in South Africa. So we reckon plumbers who register with us view themselves as professionals.
Yes.
And that's also the image that we'd like to portray, and the image and the perspective that we'd like the consumers and the customers of the world. That's how they should perceive up the plumbers.
Yes.
And by issuing a really, it looks professional. That quote actually looks
Thank
professional.
You. Thank
so
you.
So in other words, if a plumber gives me a quotation like that, and it's not this hand scribbled thingy, whatever.
That's right.
You know, the difference between that is, I'm not saying that the plumber who hand scribbles a quote is not professional.
Yes.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yes.
But this, to a customer, a consumer, looks more professional.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's associated with the fact that this is a professional
Thank
qualified
you.
Plumber. Yeah.
And of course, your big for the plumber, your big benefit, your big advantage is that you have all your documentation on one platform.
Mm.
If you're still working with Excel and Word, you have different folders and you have to copy and paste. Here you have everything on one platform.
Mm.
Okay. So like I said just now, let's go back to items. You see check stock top right here.
Yes.
Okay, so I click on check stock for those two items.
And this is where the map comes up?
Right. Now you see the two items and my quantities. And yes, I want to include both material items to check stock.
Okay.
So then I go to check stock. It's plumbing and plumb link. I go to next. This is where my map comes up, right? This is my location in Pretoria
Currently,
East.
It shows you right? with a flag, right?
And these are the branches around me, Okay, so I can, so let's say I normally buy from Ferry Glen branch. Mm. I click on Ferry Glen, which is my first choice, and I click on check stock. Now, remember I said the stock is updated on our system every 30 minutes.
Every half an hour.
We can even bring that down to 10 minutes.
Sure.
With the latest technology that we can implement on the system. So let's go to check stock. And in this case, it says, the pop-up, the notification says, good to go, all your items are available at this branch. So you'll see the two items, and then from there you can opt
purchase
to order. Create a purchase order.
And that's when stock is allocated for you.
Yes.
And they can pick it for you in the store.
Yeah.
And it's basically you rock up there to collect, sign it off, do the that's payment. Right.
Now let me just mention at this stage that when you create a purchase order, I've found that most plumbers or most, you know, users think that when they create a purchase order and send it off to the branch that they are liable for payment. Hmm. No, it's not. The functionality is there that purchase order that you send to the system becomes a sales order.
Yes.
And then the salesman at the counter will then call you, give you a call and confirm your order.
Was it you? Did you send it? Is this
That's
what you
it.
Need?
That's it.
I see this on your list. Is it correct or did you by accident make a mistake when you typed on the computer?
Now, here's the other thing, Willem. The salesmen at the counters use their own phones with their own WhatsApps, with their own data. So, and you can phone any, you can call, you can take any branch right now and speak to a salesman and confirm with them. He gets a lot of WhatsApps per day from customers who wants to confirm stock and to get a quote.
Mm.
Now, the plumber sits in his vehicle and he starts typing out 20 material items. It's a lot of time.
Mm.
And then they send each other WhatsApps to and fro.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
It becomes a time.
This is where this comes into. This is where this saves you time. You immediately check stock and it's the correct description.
Mm.
And what's nice is that the plumber, the user, gets used to the exact description.
Yes.
For instance, plumbing language, in plumbing language, they refer to a flexios. You know that? You remember mm. that?
Very well.
It's actually a braided connector.
Okay.
So
that part I didn't know.
Yes. At plumbing, they I'm not sure about other plumbing
supply stores, but
they refer to a braided connector, which is a flexios. So you will get used to the exact description.
The terminology. So that next time you speak to one of the salespeople, you start using the correct name for it.
I must just also mention that although we are integrated with PlumbLink, you can obviously buy materials from other plumbing suppliers as well and insert those items onto the system. Okay, so you're not...
Well, that's cool.
Yes, you're not only... let me just get the right word.
You're not bound to just the one supply store.
That's it. That's because exactly
it's
what
I'm looking for. It's a convenience that it's already linked to a PlumbLink, for example.
That's right.
But if you are getting items that you want to put on your quote or your invoice from a different supply store, then you can just add it into cost, into the system.
That's it.
And it'll be added onto your...
That's
very cool.
That's exactly that. Okay, let's go back here. So I just wanted to show you as well. One of the big advantages of the system is you can then directly convert this quotation to an invoice.
Right? Oh, nice.
And then it will increment to the next invoice number. Another big benefit is templates. You can build a template of a geyser installation. Let's say there's nine or 10 items in a geyser, from the geyser right up to the planks, right? So you can create the items that you need for the template, and you can give it a name. You can save it as a template. Let's say a Quickot 150 installation. Now, what's nice, let's say you've now created it with today's prices. When you call up that template in 3 months' time and you load that template onto your dashboard, they call it a webhook.
Mm.
By way of webhooks, the latest prices are fetched from the system and plugged into your onto the dashboard. So you have the latest prices.
Sure.
That saves you a lot of time.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool. Mm. Godel, I want to delve a little bit more into so this to me already is, you know, you can, this is also what you said, you can build your quotation, and I've got it on my notes that I made here before we started recording, is the same goes for your labor items. You can go and create labor items. You know that when I do this kind of project, Giza installation, this is the type of labor items that I must quote on.
Yes.
And that's how you create a template for a specific type of job. And that's when you can just go, you preload specific labor items. And then when you do your quote and you compile your quote in the system,
yes,
you just select from those. You don't have to go and sit and retype.
No.
You know, it's typically when a plumber writes a handwritten quotation, now he has to rewrite. We have to dig holes. We have to run trenches in
that's
the hole.
Right.
We have to do this, and he writes it with his hand. Or when he sits and types it, you know, he sits and types that whole thing. That's time, yes. That's time consuming. That's excellent.
Yeah. So what we did, Willem, is we looked at every aspect of any example of a plumbing job, right? And we tried to add all the different labor terminology to the site.
Mm.
From replace bath to install bath, any word. Replace or install geyser on first floor, install geyser on the outside, on the exterior,
yes,
south elevation, north elevation. And we've preloaded a labor list onto the system to make it easier for you to just choose from that list.
Yes.
To go into search, choose for geyser, and then all the options of geyser will come up. So it takes away typing.
That's where the preloaded comes in. But what I was referring to is that on top of that, you can also go in and type your own.
That's it. That's
your
it.
Own descriptions. If you feel like, oh, from the list of preloaded labor types, I don't find what I refer to it or what I call it.
Yes.
So then you can type it in and save it. And in the next quotation, you can just go and select it.
I see what you mean. So if you go to add new item, then you can put in your own description and your own added description.
Sure.
Okay. And the system will then save that description with the added description with your rate for future use. And when you change it again, let's say you put in a description for install bath for R1,000, and in a month's time your rates change. It goes up to R1,500. You change it to R1,500. Then the system will save it to R1,000. From there you just select.
Sure.
So what we've also looked at is how many buttons do you click to get to the answer? Now, what is the answer? The answer is the bottom, the total.
Yes.
That you need on the quote or the invoice to send off to your client to get the go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've said you've worked it out so that it's minimal clicks to get there.
That's it.
Minimal effort, which comes down to saving time and convenience.
That's right. How many buttons do you have to click to get to the quotation bottom line?
And you've, through cost, you've tried to reduce that to make it as minimal as possible.
That's right. That's right.
That all said, that's what it can currently do. But I do know that there's some future, you're working on some stuff for future. There's one or two of those items that I know that you've been chatting to industry bodies, you know, industry bodies, and
that's
also
right.
of other trades, but specifically the plumbing industry body. Those parts are quite excited, and I know that I want to ask and encourage our plumbers to watch this space because something big and something cool is going to happen that is going to add even more value to cost for them, especially our registered plumbers.
Yes.
But besides that one that's coming in the future, what else are you working on to add more value for the plumbers in the future?
So we are currently in discussions with the PIRB for future developments for functionality that we're going to add to the system to make it even easier for the plumber while he's on site.
Okay.
So watch the space. We're very excited about that. And then our job management system that will be launched in the first quarter of 2025.
Inside of the same system?
Inside of the same system.
Not a separate job management system.
Not a separate.
So you look at cost,
That's it.
Job management it. In there.
So it's job carding, right? Oh. A lot of the clients or customers use books for job cards. You want to do away with paperwork.
Yes.
So imagine if you can have a system where the supervisor is on one side, you have your guy on site, he sends you a list of items for the job that he has to do, labor with material. So how it's going to work is that the supervisor will then have a look at what he's sent, and he can decline or approve the job card. So let's say he declines it. You can then, for instance, say, okay, you're doing a geyser installation, but you don't have the geyser on the list. So please add it, and then I can approve it. And then the worker on site, the installer, can actually then also take images and send it with the job card to the supervisor, and it will also go through to the dashboard on cost. So we don't want to make it too intense, too complex. It must be a basic system, a reporting system.
I always say when we speak to our plumbers and we engage with our plumbers, they always say, hey, technology, you know, this electronic stuff, the digital stuff, the apps and the systems and the stuff, you know, it boggles our mind. So the more user-friendly you make it, the more valuable it becomes for our plumbers.
That's right.
And it doesn't take away from the intellect or the intelligence of our plumbers. Make no mistake.
No
mistake. I mean, I wouldn't touch plumbing. I'd gladly work on a computer system, but I wouldn't touch plumbing. That's not my field of expertise. Expect plumbers to – their field of expertise is not computer systems or apps or things like that.
100%.
So make no mistake. But what I'm trying to say is that the more convenient you make it, or the more user-friendly you make it for them, the more convenient you make it for them, and the more attractive you make it for the plumbers.
Yes.
But this is something that's been being developed as we speak, and it's something that is going to be launched in the future.
That's right.
And it's something actually quite exciting, because that's one of the aspects, you know, job tracking, job management, and those kind of things.
Scheduling, sending reminders.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice if you can schedule all your jobs for better time planning, and then also sending out a reminder. And it's all about communication as well to your client from the plumber side. If you can enhance that and send through some communication to your client to say that we're on our way.
Yes. Or this is how far we are with the job so far.
That's right. We're en route, or we're nearly completed. And once it's completed, you can get the signature right there and then on the job card from the client.
Carl, you're saying to me that this is part of the development that you're aiming at with cost.
That's right.
That when it comes to the job management part of it, that'll be a function that you can communicate to your customer from the system. You'll say, hey, customer, this is how far we are. Check here. Here's a couple of pictures. So the customer can sit at their office.
Mm.
They can maybe have their domestic worker on site where the plumbers are busy working. And he wants to know what's going on. How far is my geyser replacement? How far is this geyser installation or the bathroom renovation?
Yes.
And the plumber can then go into cost. This is future, ne?
That's right.
Plumber can go into cost and send him pictures and stuff through cost and say, this is the job.
That's it.
Progression.
That's it.
Beautiful.
Yes, we're excited about that, yeah.
Coral, okay. So it boils down to two last things that I want to ask you quickly, just very briefly. How does it work? Where do they – if obviously some of our plumbers are going to be interested now. Where do they get the system? Where do they download it or install it from? Another big and more important question is there a cost or a fee to using the system?
That's
how does that work? Do they need to create an account or a profile for themselves on the system? I'm going to leave that to you.
So they can log on to www.costsoft.com, cost with a K.
Cost with a K.
Right. And then they can register on the system. The system will navigate them to the profile section where they complete their whole profile, all the details on their bank details, the next quotation number, and add the terms and conditions, add the logo. And then they have a trial period of 15 working days on the system.
Oh, okay, but they can test it and use it and see if it's for them, if they want to continue using it after it.
That's right. And thereafter, there's a subscription fee of 250 Rand a month.
Okay.
It boils down to 9 Rand a day.
Yeah. I mean, for the convenience that it offers.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Sure, Carl. But okay, here comes this. Any last words of encouragement? Why? How would you encourage our plumbers to go and have a look? If they've got any questions, can they contact you? I know that most probably on the website they'll find a contact number and an email address. But can they contact you for more details? And how would you encourage them to go and have a look and say, plumbers, go check this out?
Yes, I think the guys have become accustomed to old-fashioned technology. What I mean with old-fashioned technology is using Word and Excel. Mm. We're even sending a quote via WhatsApp, you know, typed WhatsApp. Mm. If you can prove to your client that you are a professional entity, that's going to assist with revenue. So they're very welcome to give me a call. We also offer decent training, excellent training, and retraining. And there's no cost to the training. I want the guys to enjoy the system, and I'd like to see that they can use all the functionality, so that it makes life easier for them. Mm. So yeah, that's as easy as that.
Yeah, Carl, I'm so glad you referred to that part where you said, you know, if a plumber, you know, it's about that. They say first impressions are lasting impressions,
absolutely,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
And they say it takes 5 seconds to make a first impression. So if your first impression is sending a WhatsApp quote or a handwritten quote,
that's right.
Then that goes and sits in the consumer and the customers. And the question that you have to ask yourself as a proud professional plumber is, do I think that this customer is going to call me again?
Yes.
Am I going to get a recurring customer here? Am I going to get who's going to refer me to his friend or their friends and their colleagues and their acquaintances? Or did my first impression not look as professional as I know that I am?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly that. I think you've summed up it well. Yes.
Carl, there's I know that there's a lot of value currently. What I've heard here is, you know, linking up to the store and being able to do the purchasing through the cost system and the purchase order, all of those things. The quoting, the invoicing that's currently in cost, but there's also some brilliantly exciting stuff coming up, you know, the workflow management, the work
that's
job
right.
management and those kind of things. We hope that is going to arrive and be launched sooner than later.
Yes.
And I think that it makes room for a follow-up podcast, and especially the other things that you mentioned, you know, when you were engaging with the industry bodies and the additional functionalities that that the plumbers can look out for that will make it even more convenient for them. I want to thank you for having come in, man. Yes, like it was lucky to chat to you.
Thank you so much, Willem. Yes.
Yeah. And yes, to the plumbers, to the listeners and the viewers out there, please go and have a look. You said that's
www.costsoft.com.
Not .co.za.
Or .co.za. They direct to each other.
All right.
That's right.
And that's cost with a K.
And remember, it's proud South African, right?
Oh, lekker. Okay. Yeah, proudly. Yes, support local. Carl.
Okay.
And I hope to see you soon on the next one.
Thank you very much for them.
Awesome. Okay.